Go online or miss out. That's the message to older people from a senior Tory minister. Frances Maude wants OIPs to start using the internet or risk losing access to government services. Some pensioners groups have reacted with fury, saying that elderly people are becoming second-class citizens. I spoke to Doug Gibson from the National Pensioners Convention and the commentator Niamh Horan. I started by asking Doug what she thought about the comments.
Well, put it this way. There are 5 million pensioners who are not online at this moment. They're figures from the government, not from the NPC. And, you know, basically what you're saying is that they're saying is that 5 million pensioners basically have got to get into the mode of doing everything online. You know, and it's really very not on. Apart from anything else, we've had experience where people at 65, 70 have been using the internet, using online, we've emailed and so on. But then when they get older, perhaps 85, 90, they don't want to do it anymore, or they can't do it anymore. Or it's very difficult with eyes and with hands, with you know, various illnesses and so on. It's just not possible. And it really eliminates a whole, you know, swathes of pensioners who don't want to or can't go online, and it relegates them to being second-class citizens in that situation.
What do you think, Niamh, second-class citizens?
I think it's sad that 5 million of these pensioners have such a negative spokesperson with such a negative mindset towards this representing them, because I think a lot of the aged would like to actually embrace technology if they're just shown how. Now, I completely agree with what the government are saying. Unfortunately, times are moving on. They always do. And it could be, the internet could be an elderly person's best friend if they just embrace it. I mean, in terms of connecting, in terms of, you know, even staying in touch with your family and friends.
But what I suppose what Dot's saying is that there actually is a physical restriction in some cases where eyesight is failing or arthritis. So what happens to those people?
I completely agree with that. But I mean, what percentage of the 5 million is that? And I think that the government needs to put certain things in place. You can always make screens larger by putting a screen in front of it. You can make typing larger. There's different tablets and different things that you can use to overcome that. Absolutely, I think that the government need to meet the elderly halfway and to help them to do that. I also think that they need to train them in. I mean, I was getting a television box from UPC the other day, and they just dropped it off my door and told me to install it. Now, I'm 30 years of age. I can't do that. And he said, look, we're dropping these boxes off to 80-year-olds every other day. We're looking at it like it's just landed out of space. So I think that it's the same with exercise equipment up at the beach. They just put it there for the elderly and didn't teach any of them how to use it. I think that the government need to put systems in place where they're able to help them to embrace this and to use this technology more. But I have to say, it'll be, if there's any elderly listening in this morning, I think it would be the best thing ever if they got a family member to show them how to get online. I mean, it's not like years ago where all of their family were very close around them. They're now at the four corners of the earth. From Skype to FaceTime, there's a lot of elderly people who don't know about these things. And if they only had a grandchild or a child to show them and give them a tablet even for a Christmas present or a birthday, I think that it would be a lifeline out into the world. And there's lots of elderly people now in their 70s, even 80s, who use technology. They'd say it's the best.
Well, I'm 80 at the moment, and I do use technology, and I've been using it for a very long time. And, of course, we use it in the NPC. But there are many of my colleagues who don't want to receive mail and haven't got the facilities to receive mail online, and we send out posts to them. And a lot of people, you know, are really... We're not negative. I'm not negative. I think it's wrong to call me negative. I'm talking about reality. If the government is going to pay for 5 million people to be put online, I would prefer them to put it into social services, which are, however much we can be online, we can't access because they're fast going out of service. I mean, you know, somebody would like to go along to a day centre and have Meals on Wheels delivered and things, but these things are being cut. And then we're told that we can have much greater access to other human beings if we go online.
I'm not for cutting.
It's a real problem, you know, because people want to be able to speak to people, to discuss with people, to find out through people. And this 5 million people is not a small number. It's about half the pensioner population who are not.
I'm not for cutting services to the vulnerable and certainly not the elderly. I think they've done their time.
But a lot of people are elderly and vulnerable.
If I could just finish my sentence.
They don't want it.
Go ahead, Nate.
They've done a lot of service over the years. You know what I mean? They've paid their taxes. And, I mean, now is the time that we need to look after the elderly as well. I'm just saying that you need to have more of a positive outlook. Maybe see rather than saying no, 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 dragging your feet in. Maybe try and see, can you meet the government halfway? And what can you do to help people? Even people with poor eyesight, even people with arthritis to use. And the majority of elderly people who don't have these conditions to use technology rather than just digging your feet in. I think that would be more positive approach as a spokesperson for the elderly than the approach that you're taking.
Dot?
You think I'm not positive? Come to the National Pensioners Convention Parliament next week in Blackpool and you'll see how positive we are.
I hope so. I just hope that you're positive about this as well and change.
Well, I know. I mean, governments are telling us that we can do not only these things online, but all sorts of digital things. We can have things under our mattresses which show to some call centre if we get out of bed and don't come back in time. We can have things on our kettles that tell us whether or not we've got water in it and all those sort of things. What most people want is human contact. At the same time that we have these sort of things, we at the same time have this huge campaign against loneliness.
But you're talking
put some money into the services and then think about digital, this, that and the other. I mean, you know.
But Dot, you're talking, it's not about technology and it's not about age. You're talking about something that affects everybody. I mean, there's people in their 20s and 30s who are lonely as well.
That's right, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, the National Pensioners Convention has a campaign called Generations United. We feel just as bad about the situation of younger people who can't find anywhere to live, who've got huge debt.
With all due respect,
don't throw that at me.
I don't think that your generation is any different. In fact, I'd say
we are different. It's as different as saying
the highest suicide.
No, it is
let Dot explain why she does feel different.
Listen, you don't say to a 5-year-old child that you've got to be 10 years old. You know that they need to go through the kindergarten. They've got to go into the younger age. When you get older, all sorts of things happen to you, you know. You lose confidence. You find that you're likely to fall over. You find that your sight goes. You find that your hands are not as good as they used to be. All those things happen. It's a fact of life. You do need, for instance, geriatric medicine, which is particular for older people. And you do need access to human beings, you know, to be able to talk, to be able to have friends and so on. And technology is often a way of saying, well, we can tick this box because this person has got technology. He or she can get hold of the doctor, can get hold of the services, fine. But it isn't as simple as that. And it isn't as simple as that for kids. And so we've got to understand different generations. And we find, as I've said before, that people who are using technology at one stage don't want to or can't use it later on. And you've got to cater for those people. I'm not saying that you
absolutely
don't have any technology, but to roll out a scheme for technology at a time when services are in dire need, it seems to me to be absolutely mad.
Absolutely. Well, I think the first and foremost the government has to look after your physical health. And I do think that you have a lot of physical problems, obviously, that younger people don't have, and they need to deal with that as well. But that is a completely separate issue to say.
It isn't separate.
Oh,
money is
being
thrown at this.
Dot, I can't get a word in with you. Give me a break here. I let you speak, okay? My point is that you also said, you know, you think that you'll just tick a box and because you hook us up with technology, we won't be lonely anymore. You're talking about something that every generation right now, every age group is going to. Tell us something that we don't know. I think the government should look after your physical needs. I think they need to hook you up to technology. So the vast majority of those 5 million people that you're representing, Dot, want to get online and will be benefited from getting online.
It's interesting that you know how the vast majority that I represent.
The third thing that you need to do is that they need to help people who are in any way disabled, that they can, you know, whether it's an extra screen they need, whether it's a bigger buttons they need, whatever it is that they need to fix them up with that.
Well, I'm sure you know all about it. The problem is that I live in sheltered housing, and I would say that, well, I know that out of 38 people who live in my particular scheme, there are only six of us who are online. And it's true, we are often asked to do things for other people, and that's fine, no problem. But one of our residents has got the beginnings of dementia. Another one is crippled up with arthritis and various other things like that. What they want are people to be friendly to them. They don't want to think that they can only access these services literally by being online.
So will this make older people second-class citizens, or will it help with their connectivity? Isn't that what the kids call it these days? If you want to tell us how you feel, 0845 955 678, text 81771 or email nolan@bbc.co.uk. Norman's in Bangor. Hello, Norman.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well,
Lisa, I think it's wrong. I'm a pensioner, but I think it's wrong. They ask pensioners to go online. There's some of them are that vulnerable. I have even had emails sent to me telling me of one morning, send your details, and I answered back, yeah, when you send me your details, I'll think about it. But I've even had my bank manager phone me up on the phone, ask me for my bank details, and I've told him, why should I give you my bank details? I don't even know who you are. He says, I'm but with the Ulster Bank, I'm the manager. I said, I don't care who you are. He says, I can't see you at the end of a phone. So pensioners,
well, that's the one thing they always say, to protect yourself, that, you know, very often that may not be somebody from your bank, that
that's
could
correct.
Just be a cold caller.
There's that many vulnerable people, Lisa. At pensioners' age, the mind doesn't think as quick. And you read about it all the time. Pensioners have been ripped off for their money, telling them they've won something. If you don't enter something, you can't win it. And I would urge all pensioners to think twice about going online unless you're very comfortable with what you're doing. Because I would never put bank details or any of my details online to somebody that I don't know.
Well, I suppose that's...
It's
important, isn't it?
Government, I left the phone.
It's important, Norman, isn't it, to make the point to anybody listening that a bank won't ask you for those details either over
that's
the
correct.
Phone or online. What's your feeling, Patricia? You're in Belfast this morning.
Lots of points. The lady from the Pensioners Association, I think, has hit everything on the head. But my point is, if I had a computer, which I don't have, I do have television, I do have Sky, fortunately enough. But to have a computer, I would have to have an extra link. Don't ask me what it is. I get all sorts of garbage through the door telling me to get connected with Virgin and this and that and the other. But it's all extra cost. And who's going to pay for all this extra cost? And is it really necessary? I mean, the government or whoever have a list of who we are, what we are. If we're entitled to something when we're a certain age, it should go through automatically. After all, there are these wonderful computers. I'm not computer literate totally, but I still could use one. And I just feel that this is just beyond the beyond.
Do you feel, Patricia, that you're missing out a wee bit, or that as people move into that?
I would say it's like years ago, my own mother, it would have been, are you on the phone? And she would have been embarrassed to say no. I mean, now it's getting to the stage, are you online? And you say no, they look at you in, you know, in absolute wonderment. But as the lady for the Pensioners Association said, what is it, 5 million people are not online? The other lady, I'd love to say to her, I hope you never suffer from the same disease, but I'm afraid it's progressive.
And I suppose that's the point. It just, nothing stands still, does it?
No, it doesn't. And it's great, and I like to see development and all the rest of it. But if it's going to be extra costs, with the cost of health service and everything else, would it not be better if allowances were made, if there was going to be money, rather than put in computers that may never be used by people?
Okay.
The other gentleman that spoke there and said about you get this, you get that, and you get the other, look at what you get through your door.
Let's talk to Jackie and Glengormley, because you've had first-hand experience, Jackie, that it does, the march of technology continues and continues.
Yes, that's quite right. I've had an XP professional model program on my computer. I did the ECDL course, and I got through that with distinction. I went 4 years with my husband to the afternoon classes at the Shore Road, it's called a different name now, on the Shore Road Technical School there. And then
and you're 79. It's important we make that point that you're 79, Jackie.
Thank you. But we went there for 4 years, and I was quite happy with my little computer. Everything was doing fine. I could do every single thing on it. We had to, it went down, we had to have set, I think it's called Windows 7 put in, and the fellow, he didn't train, and we have tried to get into the college. They don't teach us anymore because they had to expand their teaching for all the young people, which I agree with because all jobs are going computer, and so they have no courses now. We would have had to go to Ballymena at 79 and 84 to learn how to do it. I have a computer sitting here, it must have taken a virus. I phoned over to MC or something, Microsoft. I think it was an Indian man to talk to me for about 20 minutes. It's cost me £118. And I still haven't got the computer
Goodness.
Right.
Goodness.
So you talk about being, and I mean, I got my ECDL with extinction. I mean, I have tried, but you don't have any aftercare now.
Paul's on the line. Paul, why don't you talk to Jackie?
Well, good morning, Lisa. I just feel that, you know, as people evolve with technology, the next generation of pensioners will understand computers and technology more. You know, this generation of pensioners now were brought up, you know, some of them lived through Second World War and what have you, and through all the troubles. And technology was never to the forefront, but now it is. And now they're trying to push it on to all pensioners. But some of them, to be honest, like, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Jackie, what would you say to Paul?
Well, like, say 15 years. It will be no problem because you have all these people coming out of school that have technology. Like our grandchildren, and in fact, they're older than that now, but they were on it very, very young, their mobile phones and these phones you can look at a picture and talk to a person.
But he's saying that you can't teach an old dog new tricks,
well,
and you've shown very much that...
I'm 79. I've been about 2002, I guess, we got the computer in, the first computer. And I was doing, take this, going back a few years, 12 years younger, and I came through absolutely flying. But as I say, now I have arthritis, a new shoulder, and I've had my hand operated on as well.
Okay, Paul.
But I still play on the computer. But at the same time, I lost all my emails, which were some important ones in. And this is why I had to phone this MCH company. As I say, I had to go, I think it was India. A lovely, lovely fella. But I had to pay £118.
Goodness me. It's a lot of money, isn't it?
Well, it is for older people.
Jackie, Paul, thank you very much for getting in touch this morning. We're racing towards the news. Ruth's in Ballygowan.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Ruth.
Lisa, I was thinking as soon as I heard what Francis Maude had said, that he and those of the ilk would do well to remember that the pensioners are the people who come out and vote, and they may well remember remarks like that to their detriment.
Do you think it'll leave people isolated? Are you a pensioner, Ruth?
I'm not quite sure how to react to that, actually, to be honest with you. I took early retirement. Does that necessarily make me a pensioner? No, I'm not.
No.
I'm not a pensioner. And I've only very recently got used to getting used to a computer. It was quite difficult.
Okay, Ruth, thank you very much for getting in touch this morning.